So we've been here in the desert for 6 months, and now we're moving again. Just so that we can escape from what has pretty much grown to become the bane of our existence here. That would be planes, trains, dogs, and hogs. Now, it merits some explanation, because it's not exactly factual that way. The dogs and hogs, it's really dogs and cows, but cows don't really rhyme with dogs. So you have planes, because we're not quite a mile from the Mesa Phoenix Gateway Airport. That's awesome. Good planning on our part. So, you know, the whole house is a-rockin' quite often, pretty much every 30 seconds from the traffic that's going in and out of there. And they just made an announcement that they're unveiling a brand new expansion. So, that's becoming a problem for me. Because, see, I'm a voice actor. And I also like napping. Problem. Airplanes. Trains. Also a problem. Largely because they're not terribly close, maybe about 3 miles. But the train here, since it passes through Queen Creek and Gilbert, manages to pass through about 5,000 intersections, by my conservative estimate. And each time it has to blow its little tootie horn. And, yeah, so I've been awakened many nights at 2 in the morning with a boop, boop, boop. Yeah, it's pretty annoying, isn't it? So, that's a no-go. And then you have dogs. I'll save that one for last. Hogs, also known as cows in some scientific circles. There's some large factory farm with a kabillion cows a couple miles away. And when the wind blows just right, yeah, you get that. Take another whiff. Oh, yeah. Cows poop a lot, and it doesn't smell too good. I mean, if you're a farm person, you might be used to it, but I'm not. So it basically smells like poop all the time. And then you have the dogs. So you have people who have their dogs and decide that they will do several things with them, none of which include walking, playing with them, occupying their time. Keeping a happy dog. They just like to leave them out in their yards, and dogs, being dogs, will be in the yard and be bored and have lots of energy, and the only way for them to expend that energy is to bark. Constantly. All the time. And when you have numerous neighbors with barking dogs, it can be a cacophony of dogs saying, please play with me, I'm bored, please play with me, I'm bored, please, please, please. So, that can be a problem, especially when it's all day and it's all night. And you have a neighbor that will put their dog out at 5:45 in the morning every morning, even though we've talked to them that our wake-up time is not 5:45, and we don't need a little doggy alarm clock. It's a chihuahua, so it's an annoying, yippy, barky bark. And, yeah, that's no good. So every morning at 5:45, I get up because I'm angry. We've talked to them. We've called the bark compliance number. Even the police have been called on numerous offenders who, you know, it's 3 a.m. and their dog is just woo, woo, woo. That's a problem. Let me be very clear. If you own a dog or several dogs and you allow them to go in and out of the house via a doggy door or you let them out yourself, don't be a douche canoe and let them bark all the time, disturbing all of your neighbors. Now, our neighbors have come up with the ingenious response of, well, dogs bark, get over yourself. Not good enough. My guitars make noise. How about that? How about I play guitar cranked to 11 all night? That's because that's what guitars do. That's what they're made for. See if you like that. So you need to be a responsible dog owner, walk your dog, play with your dog, help it expend some of its energy, give it some activities, and also provide appropriate training for the dog. This doesn't include harsh discipline, Michael Vick, but it does include knowing when not to bark your fool head off all day and disturb everyone, namely me, because I'm most important.